And talking about music now, I have Derek Mander, and he's from the Dublin Concert Band. Hello, Derek, how are you? Tell me a little bit about the concert band. One thing I'm reading here, that you have a lot of fun along the way, and I think that's very important, no matter what you're doing in music.
That's the plan. Interestingly, in fact, we have a great association with this building, because we actually rehearse in the basement. So as you're looking at it, it's the dingy place that's down there, and we've been down there for 25 years,
really?
which is amazing. So the band itself is it's its 60th anniversary next year, actually. So it's a big celebration for us, and it's always been based in the general Dublin city area, definitely tending towards the north inner city. And mm-hmm. we've had three or four homes along the way, and back in the early 80s, the band actually moved into the building here when the whole street of North Great Georgia Street was in a very poor condition, and you know, so that was all fine. And actually, you know, the association with the James Joyce Cultural Society, as it was at the time, and the band goes back to the mid-80s when, you know, the linkage to Joyce was, and this building was established. And Senator Norris, who obviously lives across the road,
Does he complain about the rehearsals at all?
No, absolutely. Quite the opposite, in fact. And the idea came about that, look, you know, to try and get this building, and as part of the regeneration of the street, wouldn't it be a great idea if, you know, this building mm-hmm. became the Joyce Centre, and that actually we had a rehearsal space down in the basement. Mm-hmm. So that's worked for the last 25 years, and it's fine. And actually the problem we have now, which is a great problem, is that over the last few years we've grown a lot, and we're now up to about 60 members, which is fantastic. And if you see the room down there, on a good day it could probably hold about 35. So so we're looking on the lookout for new premises to put us into a place that's probably more appropriate for the size that we've become.
Okay, and for the way I fix, so 35 or thereabouts can only sort of rehearse at a time. So how do you manage if you're doing concerts?
Yeah, so in the lead up to big concerts, what we tend to do is we have to go and rent somewhere else. You know, it might be a hotel function room, or it might be, you know, in fact, we have our friends out in Artane, they might lend us their space. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so when it comes up to big events, we have to go and find somewhere else, because, you know, the place there is just
too
small.
And what events do you play at?
So, you know, so as I said, we've had a very busy year this year. So, you know, the first thing that we get involved in, we compete in the national band championships every year. So this year, they were in Navan in April, and Dublin Concert Band, we won the National Concert Band Championship. And for us, it's great, because that's about testing yourself musically. That's about really challenging yourself to see what you can play. Mm-hmm. And then you relax a bit and you kind of go into the summer. We did 12 performances over the summer. So we did a lot of work for the council in places like, Harold's Cross Park, Herbert Park, St. Patrick's Park. We did Stephen's Green. So we did 12 concerts all across the city.
Not to get you over to St. Anne's for the Rose Festival.
We did the Red Stables
in
St. Anne's just actually a couple of weeks ago. It was a lovely day there, and it's great. It's great to bring music out into the open, and actually we've an event now in Mountjoy Square in 2 weeks' time.
And you compete in Europe at all?
During the summer, we actually took a trip. We were in Saint-Tropez, south of France, so a group of 60 of us went over. It was a phenomenal experience. So it was a European festival, so we were over there representing Ireland, and, you know, as I said, great fun was had, but also great music. So.
Okay. Vulgar question. How are you funded?
Through our own pockets, to be basically honest with you. So we don't get any state funding or anything like that. Everybody pays their own subscriptions. To the extent that obviously that we do engagements for the council or for, you know, for other agencies, we charge a fee. And then, you know, occasionally we'll put on concerts where we have to kind of self-fund. So for our 60th anniversary next year, we're doing a gala concert in the National Concert Hall, which is obviously a huge undertaking mm-hmm. for us. So, you know, we've started planning for that already. So, you know, on the 29th of September next year, we're hoping to have 1,100 people in the National Concert Hall supporting us.
And as you said, it's expanded and there's so many members now. Do you get the people volunteer to come into you, or do you go out looking for more members, maybe see someone and say, well, I'd like them in the band?
It goes in cycles. There are times when it's really hard to find new people out there. So what we actually find right now is that most of our new members come in through either social media or through the internet site and things like that. And actually what we've got right now, and has been a feature over the last few years, we have an awful lot of international based people. So people who are, you know, professional or semi-professional musicians coming to work doing various different things in Dublin, who are on the lookout for, you know, an avenue to play music. And, you know, when they Google concert bands in Dublin, we're the first thing that comes up. And, you know, and it's great. And we've had some fantastic additions to the band because of that.
Okay, and it gives a new freshness and all the time.
Absolutely.
You're going to play something for us now, Derek. What is it?
Yeah, so I'm just going to, given where where we are and the historic here, I thought I might just play the Derriere. So Danny Boy might be something nice.
Okay, thank you. This is Derek Mander from the Dublin Concert Band. Derek Mander from the Dublin Concert Band. Incidentally, where can we see you next?
So the next one we've got is actually in Mountjoy Square, only around the corner from here. So Sunday week, the 1st of October, actually there's a big festival on in the square and there's four different bands playing. So the Artane Band, St James's Band down from Mount Brown, and St George's Brass Band, who are based just down the road as well. So we're all going to be playing for the whole afternoon in Mountjoy Square, and there's lots of fun activities.
Doing anything tonight, culture night?
So actually we sometimes the band gets together and we do something, but what we also find is a lot of our members are involved in little smaller groups. So they're all spread far and wide, you know, doing little bits of trios and duets for culture night.
Okay, that's terrific. And that's, I'm sure you'd like to have a website that people can look up as well.
Yeah, dublinconcertband.ie or Dublin Concert Band on Facebook. You can get everything you want there.
Thank you, and that's Derek Mander from the Dublin Concert Band.